the man who actually is in the house today. His name is Sean Bedgood. Welcome, welcome, bro. Dude, you've got an upcoming show. I'm loving the advertising for this.
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I put it up. I put it up on the ad for today's show. Got a lot of positive reviews. Cats are like, what's this, some kind of show? It's like, yeah, did you read the text? I just want to play Street Fighter, man.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Damn, okay.
There's another black dude in Street Fighter. Let me play. Yo, yeah. I don't have to beat a random boxer who only has two moves.
Can't help but notice
they
that.
They hurt a lot. They hurt a lot.
Yeah, put yourself over Ryu, brother. What's up with that? All right, I'm talking about the poster he has for your upcoming show, Blacknificent.
Yep, Blacknificent 3. Third, the first one.
Mr. T, that's dope. But the poster you've got for it is actually the old stage select, character select screen from Street Fighter 2.
For Street Fighter 2, yeah. Courtesy of, I believe my man Nick Chambers might have designed that. But yeah, man, it's the third show of the, I don't want to call it a series, it's not a series, but the third version of this show. And it's at the Oberon Theater, January 27th, this Wednesday, 8 o'clock. You get tickets at the door. And it just features some of the funniest young ethnic acts around Boston. It's like four of us total in Boston. We got like a couple of us that are local, and then there's two from out of town from New York that are on the show. We did it last year after the first storm.
Yeah.
Or maybe after the second. I can't remember. I think it might have been after the second storm. It was just nothing but mounds of snow.
Yeah.
People sitting on them, you know, walking from the top. Yeah.
Right.
We
was able to get about 150 out. We almost sold out the Oberon. So.
Which is great, considering, you know, coming out in that weather.
Definitely. Definitely, man.
Oberon's a great venue, too. It's like nice, tight in that little corner there. So tell us about the show, man. Like, what's in store?
The person that put the show on is named Tawanda Ghana. Mm-hmm. He's also going to be hosting the show. I don't know what he has up his sleeve this year. Last year, he actually had a burlesque dancer come out.
You didn't know about it?
Well, he told me like last minute. I was like, oh, snap.
Oh, by the way, some chick's going
to
come out.
I know you're here
to
do comedy. We're going to have some titties in your face. Like, whoa.
Exactly.
You know what's really funny? When you don't know there's a naked woman behind you. Yeah.
Right. She was mad cool, too, man. Miss Nice. Shout out to you, Jenny Nightshade.
I know Jenny Nightshade.
No, Jenny Nightshade? Yeah. She actually came out and did a little joint. I was like, damn, this is crazy.
Not bad, man.
The audience was freaked out. I was like, what in the world is going on? I was like, yo, dude, there's strippers out here.
We coming in this again, son.
Right.
I would have brought my friends. They were stuck in the snow. Yeah.
You didn't mention those kind of surprises. You got to
You can expect to see maybe something in that fashion this time around.
Yeah, you don't you know yet. Mean? So did that make you nervous that he's going to surprise you with something? Like,
no. Nah, as long as
roll with it, yeah.
As long as he doesn't surprise me with, hey, I don't have your check. You know, I'm Gucci, you know what I mean? Good.
The show is on January 27th. That's Wednesday.
Yep.
That's Blacknificent.
That's Blacknificent 3, yeah.
Okay, you've got another show on Thursday. Is that part of the same series?
No, it's not. This is called the Roast Battle. And this is just somewhat new.
It's like a thing. Me and James have, you know, every few weeks, you know, I go to his place. And I like just throwing roasts at him.
Like, yo, I mean, his
wife hates it, but yo, tasty. Anyway, I feel like I'm not in the ballpark here. I'm getting funny looks. Man,
right. Good. Wasting food and stuff.
That's what it means to be an American.
It's basically, you know how like roast is like this big thing now? Like Charlie Sheen, Bieber. Roasts. Now they're doing it like where it's almost like combining the elements of battle rap and roasting. Yep. So it's kind of like two comics going at it.
So do
each
you?
Other.
I mean, I've seen some of these. Yeah, so, like they get can they get kind of heated too? Because I know like you're watching like some of these battle raps and stuff like that. Because sometimes you really touch on some sensitive stuff, and someone's like, "I'm just gonna hit you now." You know what I mean? Has you ever been part of that? Or?
Nah, because generally, comics aren't thugs.
Yeah, but is there anything off limits though for you to it when you're in one of these?
I mean, for me personally, there's certain things I wouldn't touch. Like if it strikes a chord with me, I won't talk about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's all relative, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. It all depends on the person.
Yeah.
You know, I saw someone bring up someone's deceased mother. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it can get ugly.
Yeah,
you
know,
y'all gonna ride your mama's around like Weekend at Bernie's.
Right. It's this dope thing. It's this guy named Rel Battle from L.A.
That's his name.
Yes, his name Rel Battle. I believe it's Battle. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, like.
It's like Sanchez.
Well, I don't know. Black comics has like wrestlers with their names. You know what
I mean?
Black comics, rappers, and wrestlers.
One of the greatest with like the most random name.
Exactly.
How do you
unless
Google
they're a boxer, they're all
work?
Sugar.
Yeah.
but it started out there, and he started this show in New York, one in Atlanta, one in Toronto. It's catching steam. Mm-hmm. He's pitching it to Comedy Central right now, and I'm just doing the Boston version of it. Actually, Jason Reitman directed a documentary on the roast battle, and it just aired 2 nights ago at Sundance. Sundance is in Utah right now.
Oh, yeah, it's going on right now.
So
yeah.
My boy, my homie Real Battle's out there now. He saw the screening last night.
Catching wave, I mean, it was started. I remember the roast way back when they do like Hugh Hefner and Jeff Ross was always the king of that. Yeah. Greg Giraldo before he passed away and stuff was always great. And that's part of Jeff Ross. That's all he does now. You know, he was normally a comic, but now he just does these giant roasts.
Well, these cats become specialists, man. Maybe it's just one.
That's
thing
it. He found his niche for sure. Yeah,
he's bigger at that.
Yeah,
he's bigger at that.
Yeah, he's definitely better at that. That's
I've also seen his comedy. On stage, he found his strength.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
Well, that was the Charlie Sheen thing, too, because remember Charlie Sheen came out when he was doing like his concerts thing, and all it became after that is he actually hired Jeff Ross to do comedy for him. So Charlie Sheen would sit in a chair, and Jeff Ross would just roast him in front of people, and that was the whole Charlie Sheen show.
It was kind of a small
movie. It was stupid, but it was like, that was the only thing he had. He didn't run out of material. It was,
he was just capitalizing off of the whole tiger blood.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. Then he realized, I don't really have much talent for this. Let me get somebody else who knows what he's doing.
Well, that's what happens when you stop doing PCP.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so
it slows you down. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so this is going to be all Boston comedians then?
It's going to be mostly people from Massachusetts. And that's Thursday at the Davis Square Theater in Somerville at, I believe, 8:15 is the start time.
Cool. So these are two different things, and they're also back to back. How do you prep for something like this?
Well, PCP helps. Wednesday is pretty easy because it's just stand up, you know.
Yeah.
So like,
you got your stuff down. Yeah,
I do this 3 to 5 times a week, like, at least. So I'm always practicing, and I'm ready for that. Like you said, I have it down.
Yeah.
And there's boobies in your face.
Yeah. Well, you gonna practice for that? Yeah.
Nah. That's a distraction, man. Thursday. It's the roast battle. Oh, that's my first time hosting a roast battle. Oh. So that's a little bit different. You know what I mean? So I got to do some research.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just got to go on YouTube and keep
and
working.
Find all this stuff, yeah. So.
Because the treadmill is never off. I get
the monitor
on the treadmill.
Never gets turned on.
And then I overexert myself, you know?
I'm ashamed of myself for causing that. And then bring it.
Oh man! Why don't they love me, man?
Why don't they love me, man? Oh,
shame on all of you! All right, you for instigating that, you for encouraging them.
Listen, the one when he cried for Carlton, that one bothered
me. The one with the gun,
one,
you're right. I was gonna say
not the gun,
speed,
not the gun.
The gun, what
we found the speed in the locker.
Carlton busting the dope moves.
Yeah,
Carlton was busting the dope moves.
He was doing up with his shirt off. That he just passes out. Oh, yeah.
You know, Carlton. But all I know is someone close to me almost died.
It was in my locker.
I'm sorry.
What? I bet Hillary comes in too. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah,
I want to thank you all for joining us for the first Prince Classic Comedy Hour.
Dude. Yo, Pat, you looking tight over here. I'll stop. Pat looks tight, man.
What is
Have fun.
He hates this show.
You eat a Newton. All right, now let's talk about some more Doctor Who. I remember back when.
Hold up, see this. I wasn't invested. I'm not invested in Doctor Who. That's the thing, because I'll be here. I'll admit this to you guys.
Yeah,
I watched all 7 seasons of True Blood. Now that got goofy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that got goofy from about season 4 on. It was just like, what is this trash?
Yeah,
but I was invested at the time.
Right, and you don't
stop. Turn back.
Right,
dude. Give us the lowdown on these shows, man. We're casting. Check them out.
Please go on my website, seanbedgood.com. I have my schedule there and a whole bunch of other stuff. I shot a couple of commercials in the last month, and those are on there now. Some of my other, I act as well. So I got some of my other things on there that I've done, some past projects, you know, but. As far as show updates, seanbedgood.com, or friend me on Facebook, or look up my fan page on Facebook. And
you're okay with that?
Me.
Yeah. Okay, because you're going to have like tons of people coming up. Yeah, so why you hating on Will Wheaton? That wasn't me! Yeah.
No. Will Wheaton's cool, man. I mean, that was his best piece of work. He caught the Alonzo, man. He got hit up with it. He decorated him with bullets. Huh? You can't breathe now, huh? It's not what you know. What you can prove. Nah, I like Will Wheaton, man. You know what I mean? It's just... He caught that machine gun funk, man.
What the hell with Will Wheaton?
I'm done with him.
Oh, man.
Fake tan of Star Trek.
I'm going to mess around and like run into him at like Comic-Con 2017.